This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for being with us on this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about one of our subjects that I would say is a bête noire, a favorite subject in a negative kind of way, the Supreme Court, a group of guys and gals that wrap themselves in black robes and, from my vantage point for some time, have tended to view themselves as high priests in some cult, anything but actually applying the Constitution as their oath of office would require them, and the founders' express intentions would have required them. And happily, an attorney has come along and rather more elegantly than I just put it, has put the case for the tyrannical rule of the U.S. Supreme Court. Don Brockett has, I think, really laid the axe to the tree of tyranny. And, Don, I'm so glad that you're able to be with us today. And we can talk about your book, and hopefully people want to read this. This is quite a handbook for those who are concerned about our liberty and promoting it in the public forum. So thanks for giving us some ammo, so to speak.
Yeah, you're welcome, Larry.
I imagine you don't get too many invitations to cocktail parties at the Bar Association for having written what you have.
Well, I haven't recently. I used to, but I've practiced over 52 years and was a member of the bar, and I think there are other people in the bar who are concerned about this also, which is the reason I wrote the book.
Well, I'm glad you're not alone, because this is something that isn't going to be addressed effectively if it's just one or two voices crying in the wilderness. But you've certainly done some very effective writing, I think. And, wow, 52 years of experience, I think that it certainly shows through. And in spite of all that time in the courtroom, your writing is most clear. I want to thank you so much for having made it an easy-to-read book.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that it was. I was a little bit concerned because one of the feedbacks that I got from someone who had read the book was that it seemed to be very, very confusing and difficult to read. And I said, well, gee, that's kind of interesting, because back in 1776, people didn't have a problem understanding this at all.
No, exactly. Maybe it's confusing because the basic premises of the person were being challenged, or at least they were so used to thinking within those limitations that they couldn't break free. Who knows? But I don't think that's a fair assessment of the book. It's only confusing perhaps to, well, I would have almost thought to those that wanted to be confused. I rather like the way you described the arrogance, the growth of the court's assumption that it can do pretty much whatever it wants, which is not what the founders had intended. And as I was reviewing my notes, it occurred to me that we could describe the court's usurpacious exercise of power and Congress's willing assent to, we're powerless to do anything about whatever the court says. Well, that's it. It's kind of like the Roach Motel. You know, you submit a case to the Supreme Court, and if it goes against the Constitution, tough. That's just the way it's going to stand. That's baloney, of course, and it needs to be said regularly and often. And again, I thank you for having said that what the court's been doing is tyrannical.
Well, it is, because as you know from your history, and unfortunately a lot of the young people today don't understand civics. I'm not sure it's really taught anymore. The court was
not per se. No, you're right. Most schools don't even have a class, a course described as civics.
Right, and the court was supposed to be the least powerful of the government. After all, it's in Article 3, prefaced by Article 1, which is Congress, and Article 2, which is the president. So
that is an interesting observation, that they started with the people's body, the one elected directly by the people, and, of course, the House being the most, theoretically, most responsive, because they're on a two-year leash, shorter than any of the other parts of the federal government.
And they're the only ones who pass taxes.
They're the only, exactly right. The House is the place where taxes are supposed to start. That's, of course, one of the almost minor objections, I would think, to Obamacare, that it actually, as legislation, started in the Senate, and as a tax measure, that's not where it's supposed to start. But then that's a great example of what you've been talking about, because Justice Roberts, who on many days seems to get it, certainly didn't get it that day, and he ruled that, oh, no, this is not a spending measure at all. This is not a tax measure at all. Why? I don't know what it is, but the fairy godmother will tell us.
Well, that's
bizarre.
That's what happens with a lot of these cases. It's like the same-sex marriage case where they suddenly found the right of dignity.
Yes, a well-known right there in Article 1, Section 8, spelled out right. Right, not exactly there. But these guys have amazing vision. They can see things in the Constitution clearly the rest of us cannot see at all.
But you probably like the quote from one of the cases in which the judge said, well, that was good thinking up to now, but now we have a laissez-faire type of government and approach to things, and so we're going to have to change the way we interpret the Constitution.
Would that they were actually applying a laissez-faire concept. They'd be out of our lives. they can't even use language well.
That, or they haven't looked up the term in the dictionary, right?
No, exactly. It's kind of embarrassing. And when they write stuff like that and it's going to be there for a long time, people look at that and scratch their head.
You think it's embarrassing for you? How do you think it is for a lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you. We all have our crosses to bear, and at least I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing. I think that's you've done us all a great service, and I really appreciate that an attorney would do that. One of the things that I guess is just commonly assumed, because it's been happening for long enough, is that, well, yes, the Supreme Court has the power of judicial review. Why don't you comment on that notion? Because that seems to be one of the central notions that give us where we are today.
Well, I think that's interesting, because I think you saw from the book when I cite the opinion that Marshall came down with, which is supposed to have established the so-called judicial review, that actually it was in a case in which they found they didn't have any jurisdiction to rule at all. So they should have ended the case right there. But Marshall went on with what is called in legal language dicta, which I designate as the Miranda meanderings of the judge. In other words, he's just kind of talking out of the side of his mouth and says, oh, by the way.
It's the way he felt that morning, but it has nothing to do with the Constitution.
Yeah, he said, we can't do anything in this case, but by the way, we do have all of this great authority. And that isn't binding on anything. So I'm not sure how it established judicial review.
Well, it's, I guess, evidence of the maxim, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. In this case, we've given them a half an inch, and they've taken a million miles. Got a lot of work to do to undo what these Jaspers have been doing. We'll be back and talk with Don Brockett some more about his book, The Tyrannical Rule of the U.S. Supreme Court.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking to today with Don Brockett, an attorney, long career in the law, I guess really on both sides of the defense and prosecution sides of the aisle. But nevertheless, he's pointed out that the court has been on a tear and it hasn't really been effectively brought to bear and reined in. So we now have a situation where that which was supposed to be the weakest part of the federal government has become a tyrannical organ, and politicians love it as long as it's articulating their points of view, and so they're not inclined to want to rein them in, and we've been heading off in this direction for quite some time. It occurred to me as I was looking over my notes, Don, that had the court in Dred Scott ruled constitutionally, it might have taken away some of the steam for the Civil War. But once the once that direction was set and the court was making law, it was kind of hard to go back.
Well, it's always hard to go back, and that's the problem with Supreme Court opinions, is that they seem to want each time to build on the previous case and to try and extend what they've interpreted by interpreting something in an even more loose manner, right? The way I would put it. Which, of course, deprives the people of the right to amend the Constitution, which is the main premise of my book. They have taken our place in what should have been a representative form of government.
But it's so hard. It's such a heavy political lift to have to amend the Constitution. Boo-hoo. And I think that's the main complaint that the ruling class has. It's so much easier to have these nine Jaspers sit down and get five of them to say, thus saith the court.
Well, that's only true if you agree with the outcome. I tell my liberal friends when they say, well, we think it's just fine, that they probably won't agree when it starts to turn against them. Then they'll want it to go the other way.
That's why there's so much intensity, I would imagine, about this current presidential election. I'm not sure whether Donald Trump is going to be appointing really rock-solid constitutionalists or not, I would hope. But if he were to, they'd really be in a fix, because there's one opening on the court now that could well be as many as a couple or three during the next term of the next president, and that could change the whole ball game. And then, as you're implying, where would your liberal friends be then? They may not like it so much if Donald Trump puts on, say, three more Alitos or three more Scalias.
No, and of course, then they'll snap up the book and want to read it, and the suggestion in the book that our founders actually made, that if the court got out of line, they simply could be impeached.
They, you know, it's interesting. That is, it's almost like saying something unforgivable in polite society when you talk about impeachment in Congress. They will, their eyes roll back, and, well, you know, that's just not feasible. And okay, if you don't want to do impeachment, I understand that's a two-house tango. Got to start it in the House and finish it in the Senate. Then there's one thing you can start in the House, and that's it. Just cut their money. And
sure.
you could cut the money for the Supreme Court itself until they cried uncle. You could cut the money on the appellate courts funneling cases into the Supreme Court. So if you wanted to send a message, you could perhaps tell the Ninth Circuit that they can meet on a raft in the Pacific Ocean. There are all kinds of ways that these things can be handled with much less difficulty than a constitutional convention, I would submit.
Oh, sure. I've often joked, though, that if the Congress did that, court would probably convene itself without any case in front of it and declare that to be unconstitutional.
I'm sure they would, and in which case I would just love to send them their next budget.
Well, it's interesting because if you go back in history, the circuit court judges, in between the district courts and the Supreme Court, were in fact on a circuit. They rode the circuit from place to place on horseback.
Wow. They give them a little time to think.
People need to study history a little more to understand. By the way, the liberals then, if things turned against them, could, as we could do today, cite Article 6 in the Constitution, which clearly makes it clear that the court rulings are not the supreme law of the land, as many people claim.
Well, that would certainly change the debate in a healthy direction, I think, and would get us returned to the structure of government rather than little nitty-gritty process issues. And I thought you made that point a number of times very well, that talking about process all the time is a good way to get lost in the weeds, my words.
Sure. Well, you know, it's especially important when you look at the 14th Amendment. As you noticed in the book, I point out the history of that, how it came about. There was, in fact, a Civil Rights Act of 1866, which became the 14th Amendment, and was only meant to bring about equal privileges and immunities for the 180,000 African Americans who fought in the Civil War, who were being disarmed as they returned to their home states.
I guess that might be a lesson in writing things a bit more specifically so that it's harder to bring in foreign concepts to what has been enacted. Because the language of the 14th, I grant you, there's no grant of general ever-growing power in the 14th. It probably could have been, in hindsight, we can say, improved had it prohibited certain notions right from the get-go. But it's just amazing. And while I was generally aware of the problems with the interpretation of the 14th, it was just kind of sickening to read your account of how that's been used to justify anything the way I feel this morning. If I'm on the court, well, then I'll just point to the 14th and then say, therefore, be it so ordered. Oh, really?
Well, that's exactly what they do, because they just pick up one of those three phrases, privileges and immunities or due process or equal protection, and say, what I've decided now, for example, a right to dignity is included in one of them because I say so.
We'll be right back after these words with Don Brockett of Radical Rules of the U.S.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
We're taking a look today at the U.S. Supreme Court, a look that a lot of politicians, I would submit Republican and Democrat, would really rather not have we the people take a look, not in this way, because if you look at the court the way it was intended, or even as the so-called empowering amendment number 14 has been construed, you get an idea that is so at variance with what's happening today that the Supreme Court really isn't the Supreme Legislature. And I suppose there would be, and we've already mentioned this, there would be some Republicans that would like to kind of have turnabout and fair play and use the court to bash their opponents. And I would rather, as I've already pointed out, Don, just see the court defeathered, have their wings clipped, have them brought back down to earth so they're no longer circling above us like a vulture.
Yes, that that would be a good thing to have happen, but it's going to take the people being knowledgeable about what is actually occurring and how they should discuss it, and that's the reason I wrote the book. I'm hoping people will pick it up and pay attention to it.
Absolutely. It's been helpful for me because I know that I had heard of the Bivens case. Bivens was a case decided, and the court came up with a remedy. Now, nothing in the Constitution, nothing in federal law permitted the court to do that. And without really thinking, I had thought, well, that's nice. That Bureau of Narcotics deserved a kick in the shins. And indeed, I think they probably did. But it wasn't given properly. Instead of the Congress having said, you guys screwed up and we're cutting your budget since you don't seem to have learned, the court was the one that put the hammer on them. And as much as I like the policy, I have to admit that's not something the court should have been doing.
Well, the main thing as a lawyer about the Bivens case that's disturbing is by them saying, quote, there should be a remedy for the wrong done, end quote, what are they going to create next? Are they going to pick up some other part of the Constitution and say, right, well, Congress hasn't decided to enact any enabling legislation for this provision, but we'll go ahead and do it ourselves. So how do you proceed as a lawyer? How do you draft your pleadings? How do you try your case? How do you do those things that, as a practical matter, have to be done in a courtroom to bring about the proper result for that remedy?
And it probably doesn't fly very far when you come before the honorable court to petition them to commit Harry Caray, that they don't have authority to do what they're being asked to do. They don't typically like to hear that, it would seem.
No, they would be very offended by that, I'm sure.
If I were found in contempt of court someday, I guess I would have to say, you finally noticed?
I wouldn't want to be the lawyer standing there arguing or making that argument to them.
No, because we know what's going to happen. You're going to be the guest of the people until you apologize to this honorable court. This goes way back to the beginning. What we're talking about, as you point out in the book, is not a new argument. It's not a new struggle. Jefferson didn't like what Marshall in his dicta and his opinion had said. I guess we could say in another parlance, Jefferson smelled a rat.
Jefferson knew a lot about it, of course, because he's the primary drafter and convincer of the other delegates to the Constitutional Convention that this is what we needed to do to be able to protect ourselves from a governmental intrusion, which, as you noticed in the Second Amendment, one of the biggest arguments that we have today, a lot of people have forgotten that the original draft of that was not accepted by the states and had to be changed.
Yeah, 10 times, I guess, as it were, right? Those 10 amendments were the price of acceptance.
Well, except the actual drafting of the amendment or of the provision itself was changed.
Yeah.
So that it was for the security of the state as opposed to the security of the nation. And as I pointed out in several different ways, that was because the people of the states were concerned about the federal government taking over their state.
Yeah. So right back to the very, very beginning, people were very jealous of how much power would be granted to this new entity. Well, and we kind of backed into the federal government. We had the Articles of Confederation for a while. There was no eagerness to create a central government, and when it was finally created, it was supposed to be tied down with the bounds of the Constitution, but that it seems this was Houdini that we were tying down, we the people were tying down, and Houdini has slipped loose.
Well, and the other interesting thing about history to me is that we have a person, George Washington, whom they wanted to make king and he refused because he knew that was what they were trying to get away from.
Well, we all the while abjuring the idea of having a king, we seem to have ended up, maybe it didn't happen quite as quickly, but we seem to be heading in that same direction, and we now have a president who thinks that all he needs is his cell phone and a pen, and that was a pretty chilling statement when he would make that, because for those who had paid attention to what Mr. Obama had been saying he was for and against, that was clear that he was going to be ruling as a chief executive of a growing central government. He was not intent on using his pen and his cell phone to dismantle the bureaucracy.
Now, it's interesting, too, because I think if you read through all of Article 2 in the Constitution, you can't find anything called executive privilege.
No, if anything, an executive order would be legitimate if it's telling the Treasury Department how to organize itself or where to locate itself, I suppose. But beyond that, where indeed does an executive order come from? Where does it get its authority beyond that?
Or maybe it tells the FEMA that they should take care of the people who have been flooded out while the president's busy playing golf.
If indeed there's even to be a FEMA, we'd probably have sorted out a lot of our problems a lot quicker if we had realized that relying on ourselves was the way to go. And by constantly turning to the federal government, the king turns out to be, among other things, not only abusive of the power we give him, but a pretty poor administrator on top of that.
Well, it's only because we've let it happen, and that's what we have to turn around, and that's what I'm hoping things like my book can do, that to start the conversation.
Absolutely. We hear so much about the Equal Protection Clause and various references to the 14th Amendment, which has been used to justify further growth of government. And when we get back, I'd like to take our last segment and take a look at the legitimacy of those arguments, and hopefully we can finish off our examination of where we've gone wrong and obviously how to get back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Don Brockett, an attorney in Washington State, long career in the law, as a prosecutor, has written a book called The Tyrannical Rule of the U.S. Supreme Court. And in that book, I think he's argued rather clearly and rather effectively that the Supreme Court has become something that would be unrecognizable to any of the founders, probably of either of any persuasion. This is just a court that has taken a life of its own, and they are on a tear. The 14th Amendment has been claimed as their best friend when, Don, you've already pointed out the 14th Amendment was clearly, if you read what the sponsors of the amendment, those defending it, even to answer charges of its opponents, they were intending the 14th Amendment to make it so that the privileges and immunities that pertain to American citizens at the time applied to blacks, the recently freed slaves of that day. And beyond that, they weren't conceiving, let alone talking. They just wanted to put the blacks on an even playing field, the former slaves on an even playing field with everybody else. And those were rights that were understood at that time, shall we say 1870, to pull a date out of the air. And anything beyond that is just make believe. And so we're now dealing with a situation where the court has taken various clauses of that and ballooned them into justifying all kinds of judicial caprice. And I think, well, I know that your book really spotlights that and helps. It's kind of like, I guess, putting a light on cockroaches. They tend to scurry for cover when the light's on. And I think I would liken your book as turning the light on. And if we get enough of your book around, hopefully there'll be enough lights on all these cockroaches that they will go away.
Well, that is hopeful. that would occur. But I agree totally with you. And again, it was part of my purpose for writing the book, because I think it's just obscene that the court has gotten away with its interpretations of the 14th Amendment the way it has. The support for the 14th Amendment, as we pointed out, was not only the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which resulted because many of the southern states were taking rights away from those who had actually fought on the right side as they returned to their states. But it's also, a support for that is in Article 4, Section 2, that had already provided that citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens of the several states, meaning that against the federal government itself, each of the people in the states would be entitled to those privileges and immunities. Those were just being extended to the freed slaves who had fought in the war and returning to their states. The states were signing a disarmament.
I guess one of the things that we ought to take a look at in the time remaining is the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. We've had two pretty significant cases recently, the Heller decision involving gun control in the District of Columbia and the McDonald decision involving gun control in the benighted city of Chicago. It seems to me that as much as I like those policy outcomes, particularly of McDonald, there's some questions about the propriety of the court ruling the way it does to tell a state or a locality what it ought to be doing regarding the federal constitution. Do I have that wrong? Straighten me out.
No, you don't have it wrong at all. In fact, the thing that's interesting is that it's gone contrary to the previous decisions and is based almost totally on the right to self-defense. But it's based, the court says now, on the right of individuals to self-defense. The Second Amendment was passed because of a right of a state to self-defense. And that's clearly seen in the Third Amendment, which, of course, says soldiers can't be quartered in a home in time of peace. How would you stop them from doing that if you have no right to arms? In Article 1, Section 10, where the state can't engage in war unless it's invaded, well, how can it defend itself if it's being invaded if the people don't have any Second Amendment right to arms? And I maintain in the book, even though some may think this is going too far, that you're entitled to the same measure of weapons as the weapons that might be used against you. So does that mean everybody can have an RPG in their home? I don't know. I think we need to discuss it, because how could you stop the invading army unless you have the equal weaponry? Or if you have it provided by your National Guard, which can be distributed to individual citizens when that need comes about.
Yeah, the Militia Acts, there were at least two of them that were on point, I guess, seemed to provide for making sure that all militia-age men had to have military firearms. Now, I suppose in today's context, at a minimum, that would be the machine gun battle rifle, the M16, or whatever its modern, even more modern equivalent is, that every American soldier would be carrying. That would seem to me, if those were laws consistent with the Second Amendment, then that would be kind of what the founders and their successors had in mind.
Well, yes, and what I've often thought about is, of course, here in our state of Washington, what if our governor is concerned about an invading army, maybe it's even the federal government invading the state, calls up the National Guard and tries to arm the rest of us to help the National Guard, but we didn't have the ability to possess the weapons because of laws that have been passed prohibiting the full extent of the Second Amendment. Has anybody
and laws you're talking about being passed by the state of Washington?
Exactly, or the federal government.
Either one. Okay.
Possess it. Then you've done away with, effectively, the ability of the Second Amendment to provide the protection that it's there for.
So then if we were to argue consistently, if I'm right, from the way your understanding of the history of the Second Amendment is concerned, the notion that somehow state municipal legislatures can, to one degree or another, disarm their people is a move against the militia, and that's something they're not free to do. That's what the Second Amendment is designed to prohibit, either the federal government or any other government working against the militia?
Well, it seems to me that that's the argument you can make because, as I pointed out in the beginning, the initial draft of the Second Amendment was changed so that now it reads, in order to have the security of a free state. And if you're going to have the security of a free state so that each of the 50 states can defend themselves, if necessary, against an invasion by the federal government, which is the way the English tried to take over the colonies or continue with their control of the colonies, the people wanted to break away from that and wrote the Second Amendment to make sure it wouldn't happen again.
I think that really helps in the current debates, that politicians that are arguing for public safety via gun control, which has been shown, I think, many times, even by Dr. John Lott, among many others, to not be an effective argument, is really not on point. It's a deflection, because what they would end up doing is hamstringing the militia. That's what they're not at liberty to do.
Right, and I see it as a move, actually, and coming in through the back door so that we won't recognize they're coming in through the front door.
Beautiful way to end the discussion. Thanks so much, Donald C. Brockett, The Tyrannical Rule of the U.S. Supreme Court. Hope your book is going to sell many copies. We need to have it in wide distribution.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.